When I was growing up in the health food era in the 60s, a common slogan was, you are what you eat. Well, what this study has shown is that really we are partially what we experience. Life that we have led has written itself upon our basic temperamental structure.
Dr. Kindler, a professor of psychiatry and human and molecular genetics in the VCU School of Medicine, and an international team of researchers from VCU and other universities, analyzed 9 data sets of more than 12,000 identical twins with symptoms of depression and or anxiety through the lifespan.
And what we found is that as twins age, even though they were genetically identical, they actually grew further and further apart in their overall levels of mood over time.
Now, there are people who insist that you basically can be what you want to be. I think of Viktor Frankl in the Nazi prison saying that they can take anything away from me but how I choose to feel about something.
Well, when we started the study, what we knew is that the really severe, stressful life events can leave enduring marks on your moods. The bad trauma at war, repeated childhood physical or sexual abuse. So the question we started is, well, those are quite rare in the general population, thank goodness. So if we look at the more standard, Sturm und Drang, the difficulties that most people happen over time, do you in fact also see that lows leave a long-term enduring effect? And the answer is yes. By taking identical twins who are not otherwise selected, these are just general population folks, their tendency to diverge over time in their differences in their mood states is an indication that just average folks with the difficulties and positive features that you confront in life accumulate enough life differences so that despite their identical genetic background, they become more different over time. So this is a study that tries to understand why, over time, people tend to be stable in their moods. That is, some folks tend to be relatively relaxed, easygoing, not very prone to get upset, and others are more tightly wound, easily provoked, more likely to experience anxiety or depression. The overwhelming theory when we started this project is that it's just all in your genes. It's called the genetic set point hypothesis. Your genes give you a baseline. When something bad happens, you're likely to get more upset, but then you come back down to where you started. We tried to see whether that was the case, and the answer is no. It's just not that simple.
So can an individual use this information to build for themselves a better life, regardless of what has happened and where they are?
Well, the way that I would frame it is that what this shows you is that the relationships and experiences that you have in life, and especially in early adult life, are going to have an enduring, ongoing impact on you. So imagine, let's think about heart disease. People generally know that, I ought to stay off eating lots of eggs. I ought to keep my low-salt diet because I might get heart problems when I'm older. Well, this is really taking that and translating into an emotional range. If I really work hard at establishing loving and caring relationships, I'm able to establish a really successful professional identity that gives me rewards. I'm able to take time and be able to play well and enjoy life. That when I, 20 and 30 years later, that will actually build for me the kind of mind brain that's going to be happier and better adjusted. So you want to spend time investing not just in your coronary arteries, but also in your general psychological health, because over time that matters.
Dr. Kenneth Kindler, director of the VCU Institute for Psychiatric and Behavioral Genetics and principal investigator of the study, just published in the October issue of Psychological Science. I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.